Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Richard Roland. This week, we'll explore the songwriting and song styling of Mel Torme, dubbed The Velvet Fog by a New York radio disc jockey in the late 1940s. Torme wasn't happy at all with that moniker, but it stuck nonetheless. Ask any jazz fan and they'd agree that Mel Torme had one of the greatest voices in jazz. Beautifully warm, with a relentless sense of swing and the ability to reach into the most expressive depths. Despite all of his immeasurable vocal gifts, Torme probably earned more money as a songwriter, thanks mostly to the perennial hit, The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. This hour, we'll focus on that songwriting part of Mel's career, featuring him performing his own songs like Born to be Blue, A Stranger in Town, and Welcome to the Club. It's Mel Torme, the singer-songwriter, coming up next on Afterglow.
The rooster's gonna crow any minute, but I've been awake ahead of him. I've been down in the pasture tending to the corn, finished all my chores long before the morning came. I gotta get an early start this morning. Gotta pick old Farmer Morgan up at 5. The whole darn town has been waiting for this day with bated breath. It's been so long a coming round, we worried half to death. But the day at last is here. Give a cheer. Ho-dee-yah, ho-dee-ay. What a great big wonderful day. Not a care in the air. Everybody you know, from Matilda to Joe, will be there at the county fair. Ho-dee-ay, ho-dee-yah. What a great big beautiful sky. All the clouds, like the crowds, you can bet will be dressed in their brightest and best for their stay at the fair today. The teenage misters will be shooing little sisters to the Ferris wheel up above. Then they'll be getting their best gals for petting in the tunnel of love. Ho-dee-yi, ho-dee-yay, come and throw your troubles away. Just a grin gets you in on this day of the year when there's nothing but cheer to share at the county fair. See the Ferris wheel going round and round. First you touch the sky and then you're on the ground. See the carousel. Now the race begins. Horses, camels, kangaroos, but no one ever wins. Have you tasted Mrs. Perkins' pickles or her marvelous mincemeat pie? They're as easy on your stomach as her daughter is on your eye. All the judges are anticipating. They've been waiting for the time when they could taste Mrs. Johnson's strawberry pie, Mrs. Granger's cake. But my, oh my, it's only a mere formality, they say. 'Cause it's 10-1, Mrs. Perkins will win today. Ho-dee-yi, ho-dee-yay. Oh, that lovable, laughable, affable Mrs. Perkins will win today. There's a lot of cows and a lot of horses and a lot of hogs at the fair. Yes, we've got our champions to spare. But will you take a look over there at the boy and the lamb with the black curly hair? You're gonna be the best little sheep, the best little sheep, the best little sheep at the fair. It's plain to see that you'll be the winner, you'll be the winner. Oh, how the folks will stare. You haven't got a coat of white, you're black as night, but that's all right, you put the rest to shame. And if you're not up to the pace and lose a race, it's no disgrace. I love you just the same. If it's up to me, I'll see to get the seats, to get the seats, to get the prize. 'Cause the judges are wise and the crowd, they got eyes. It'll be no surprise. They'll do what they've got to do. They'll pin a big blue ribbon on you. No
use denying that you feel your heart a-flying, cause it's perfectly okay. We get to glowing just because we're knowing that the train stops here today. Hold-a-yi, hold-a-yay, come and throw your troubles away. Just a grin gets you in on this ginger peachy cracker jack. But hardly wait till it came back. So welcome to the County Fair.
County Fair, written by Mel Torme and Bob Wells, and performed there by Torme in 1948. A tour de force at 4.5 minutes, describing with a vivid scene, different voices, melodies, and tempos, it was, believe it or not, originally supposed to be longer. Filmmaker Walt Disney asked the duo to write the tune for his film So Dear to My Heart. Their first version clocked in at a whopping 9 minutes. Richard Roland here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the songs of Mel Torme, as performed mostly by the singer himself. Torme is mostly known as a singer. He released over 30 studio albums, over a dozen more live albums, and many, many singles over the course of his nearly 70-year career. But Torme was a multiple performing threat. A singer, a scat singer no less, an actor, a drummer, a television host and director, and a songwriter of more than 100 tunes. If you didn't realize that Mel Torme was a songwriter, I guarantee that you already know his music. His most frequent writing partner was composer Robert or Bob Wells. Torme and Wells were the masterminds behind one of the biggest perennial hits, The Christmas Song, or as Torme jokingly referred to it, his annuity.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols.
Torme and Wells wrote several other tunes that Mel himself recorded, which we'll hear later this hour. Mel Torme began as a child prodigy, and before he entered his 20s, he was performing professionally with Chico Marx and his band, singing, arranging, and playing the drums. He eventually started his own group by teaming up with a set of singers called the School Kids, who eventually rebranded themselves as Mel Torme and the Meltones. Torme helped with the arrangements, and their tight sound made the Meltones one of the most advanced groups on the scene in the early 1940s. But for whatever reason, the group couldn't find its footing on a record label, bouncing around to Jewel, Decca, Musicraft, and Capitol Records in the mid to late 1940s. I'll play two of Mel Torme and his Meltones' early songs now, both written by Torme and Bob Wells. First, here's a recording from Decca Records in 1944 of A Stranger in Town on Afterglow.
Just arrived on the 710. Thought I'd see the old gang again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown round the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm guess I'll leave on the 1202. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Can't believe that there's no more you. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? It hurts to be alone with no one of your own when you're a stranger in your own hometown. At dawn you hear the rooster crowing. He says it's time to rise. So all the flowers open their eyes. And when they stretch their petals, you'd swear a rainbow growed all along the willow road. I know the corn is ripe for husking, but I ain't got the time. I don't care if I make a dime, 'cause money couldn't pay for the peace of mind I've known strolling down the willow, city folks, you've got my pity falls. I don't know why you're always on the run. Strange the way you work all day to build a house so high it hides the sun. Now the sun is setting and I gotta hit the hay. Tomorrow is another big day. I'm gonna reap the harvest of happiness I've sowed down along the willow road. Thing that I gotta do is rise and shine each morning to see that no one's changed
or even rearranged the room.
My willow.
The song Willow Road by Mel Torme and Bob Wells, and recorded there by Torme and his Meltones for Musicraft Records in 1946. Before that, we heard one of Torme's first singles, A Stranger in Town, a song also written by Torme and Wells, and later performed by Julie London, Sammy Davis Jr., Dinah Washington, and others. A Stranger in Town, despite being one of Torme's first attempts to sing his own music, was not his first song. Before he ever made waves as a singer, Torme was a teenage songwriter. His song Lament to Love about his first broken heart became a hit for singer Dick Hames and the Harry James Orchestra in 1941. This made Tormé, at just 16 years old, the youngest songwriter on the hit parade. Over the course of his many decades in show business, Mel Tormé ended up singing almost every song he wrote and published. However, he left only a few in the hands of other singers. Let's hear now two Tormé songs that he never recorded himself, beginning with that version of Lament to Love by singer Dick Hames on Afterglow.
Kissed me tenderly, I loved you so. We were in ecstasy. I wished upon a star, but I reached too far. This is my lament to love. The night we met, you promised to be true. I can't forget the thrill of loving you. The dreams that we had planned were all made of sand. This is my lament to love. Never before, never have I been so sad and blue. Wondering what to do, wondering why. You said goodbye to romance, my darling. The lonely night still finds me here alone. There is no light to guide my footsteps home. I only pray that you will come back someday, ending my lament to love. Footsteps home. I only pray that you will come back someday, ending my lament to
standing behind me this that would seal my fate. He's setting you the score. He's been around before. When love has worn a hole in its shoes, so here I sit with a stranger called the blues. B is for the bitter tears I'm tasting. L is for the lonely nights I'll know. You found another heart to play with. E means I envy the so-and-so. So we ended a romance this evening. That bittersweet charade, 'cause you forgot every rule we made. To you, our love became a stupid little game. No runs, no hits, one error. Guess who's when I wound up with a stranger.
June Christie from her 1954 album Something Cool, featuring the Mel Torme and Bob Wells song A Stranger Called the Blues. Before that, we heard singer Dick Hames and the Harry James Orchestra in 1941 with Lament to Love, a song written by a 16-year-old Mel Torme. If any song by Mel Torme could be considered a true jazz standard, besides, of course, the Christmas song, it's this next song, Born to be Blue. It's a melancholy song, as are many by Mel Torme, and features complex harmonies and a difficult, intricate opening melody. Torme wrote it with Bob Wells and first recorded it in 1946 with Sonny Burke and his orchestra. It quickly caught on, later recorded by Chet Baker, Ella Fitzgerald, Helen Merrill, Freddie Hubbard, Grant Green, and many others. Torme himself recorded it several times over the course of his career, and I'll play a version from 1961 from his Verve album My Kind of Music. Here's Mel Torme with Born to be Blue on Afterglow.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, for I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, for I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for I was born to be blue. For I was born to be blue.
Mel Torme in 1961 with Born to be Blue, a song he wrote with Bob Wells in 1946. Torme's most ambitious composing challenge came in the year 1950, a collection of songs he called the California Suite. It was an answer in part to an equally ambitious collection known as Manhattan Tower, written 5 years earlier by Gordon Jenkins, but this time using that orchestra, chorus, and a jazz vocabulary to talk about Torme's home on the West Coast instead. Torme wrote both words and music, where different movements weave together, telling the history and other vignettes from the state of California. He recorded it twice, once in 1950 for Capitol with arrangements by Neil Hefti, Capitol's very first 12-inch LP, and again in 1957 with arrangements by Marty Paich. Most of the songs in the suite blend one into another, but a few, like the song Got the Date on the Golden Gate, have been extracted and recorded by different artists. I'll play for you now two excerpts from the California Suite, one from the original 1950 recording and the other from the revised 1957 version, beginning with Torme and his Meltones in 1950 with Got the Date on the Golden Gate on Afterglow.
Do you realize that better than a million people cross the New York City bridges every day? The Triborough, the Williamsburg, the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's a great George Washington to send them on their way.
Manhattan, Manhattan, the silk and the satin, you see on Park Avenue there. The uptown, the downtown, the running around town that all the citizens do there.
There is no denying it's exciting, but we know a town that's more inviting.
There have been lots of songs written about San Francisco. This is not one of them, nor do they go the way that this goes.
We're not about to tell you of her hills
or her cable cars
or her many thrills,
but instead we thought
we would take a chance
and brief you on how she stacks up in romance.
Went for a walk one day alone, down around the bay. I guess you could say that it was fate. How else could I have met my love on the Golden Gate? She strolled along the bridge and she was the cutest pigeon. Gee, did you never palpitate? Well, you'd have swooned to see her there on the Golden Gate.
to her eyes and foggy skies were clear.
And just when I thought love was near, what a switch, along came a limousine away. Sped my pretty queen, alas, I'm too little and too late. And that's what happens to you when you don't write. I had no gold and got the gate on the Golden Gate.
He didn't have a penny, so he couldn't ask her out for any coffee. And at the Papagayo Room, we're telling this to you so you may understand.
That's what happens when you don't write.
He had no gold and got the gate on the Golden Gate.
Nothing to do but shed a tear in the gloom of your dark and lonely room. Taunted, hating, haunted, waiting, praying for a break to come along. Every little plan went wrong. Poor little extra girl, hoping someday, somehow, some way, you will show the world what you can do. Fortune hasn't smiled on you. Poor little extra girl, you go from day to day in a job that can't be lasting. Sit by the phone and hope for a call from Central Casting, though you've denied it, you can't hide it. You are so unhappy as you are. You may never be a star. Poor little extra girl. Just keep trying. Rome was never finished in a day. If you think think that's an old cliche. Wait till your dreams unfurl and no more you're a poor little extra girl.
Two songs from Mel Torme's multi-movement work, California Suite. We just heard Poor Little Extra Girl, recorded in 1957 for Bethlehem Records, with arrangements by Marty Paich. Before that, Got the Date on the Golden Gate, from the original 1950 recording. We'll have more Mel Torme in just a bit. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Richard Roland. We've been looking at the songs of Mel Torme this hour, as performed by the singer himself. Torme showed remarkable ambition as a songwriter and producer when he created his California Suite in 1950, a collection of original songs all about the Golden State. A decade later, he would show similar ambition when he recorded his concept album, Swingin' on the Moon, with Russ Garcia's orchestra. The album featured all songs about the moon, familiar and obscure, from a variety of songwriters, including Richard Rodgers, Jimmy Van Heusen, and Johnny Burke. Torme himself wrote the title track, riding the wave of the space-age fervor in the early 1960s. Here's Torme with his own song, Swingin' on the Moon, on Afterglow.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. On the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, Honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon. Sweet moon song, how high the moon, don't let that moon get away. Blue moon, velvet moon, no moon at all. Moonlight in Vermont, oh you crazy moon, the moon was yellow. We're singing and swinging, we're singing and a swinging and a swinging on the moon.
Mel Torme in 1960 with his own song, the title track from his moon-themed concept album, Swingin' on the Moon. Throughout the 1960s, Torme continued to write and record, creating albums for Verve, Atlantic, Columbia, and Liberty Records. In the 1960s, he often revisited songs that he had written two decades earlier, including Born to be Blue and A Stranger in Town. But he also tried his hand at a few new songs as well. I'll play two Mel Torme originals from the 1960s, beginning with a song he recorded in 1963 but was never released until decades later. Here's Mel Torme working his way through the holidays with I'm Gonna Miss You on Afterglow.
You've said goodbye, your eyes are dry. I know if I should start to cry, I'd cry through summer, winter, spring, and fall. And the holidays would be the worst of all. I'm gonna miss you on Valentine's Day, when I see all the young lovers together. I'm gonna miss you on Washington's birthday, 'cause I told a lie and I lost you. I'm gonna feel like an April fool when April 1st is due. At the end of May, Memorial Day, your memory. I'm gonna miss you the 4th of July and All Hallows Eve and Labor Day too. On Thanksgiving I will give thanks for the moments I shared with you. And on Christmas Eve, I'll fall on my knees and pray for you to return, 'cause I'm gonna miss you. Thank you.
strangely gentle pain. The first time they are kissed, only the very young stand under April skies. They touch and then their lovers' eyes grow soft and warm with mist. Don't let our love grow old. Don't ever let it die. This magic you and I are wonderfully conscious of. Sweet little flings are flung, and love songs are tenderly sung. The very young in
Mel Torme in 1965 with his original tune, Only the Very Young. That's off the Columbia album called That's All. Before that, we heard Torme in 1963 with an original tune, I'm Gonna Miss You. He would record the song again live in concert in 1982 at Marty's in New York. In the 1970s and 80s, Torme had a bit of a career renaissance. His exciting live sets turned him into the elder statesman of jazz singing, and his run on the Concord label during these years earned him 2 Grammy Awards. He also began to partner with various musicians also in the twilight of their career, most notably with pianist George Shearing, who we'll hear from now. Here's Mel Torme and George Shearing in 1985 performing Torme's original tune, After the Waltz is Over, on Afterglow.
Waltz through clock striking one. I never dreamed when we danced at the start, one little waltz could go straight to my heart. After the waltz is over, we'll find that love has begun.
Mel Torme and pianist George Shearing in 1985 performing the Mel Torme and Bob Wells tune After the Waltz is Over. I'll close off this hour of Mel Torme's music by returning to his 1961 album My Kind of Music and a tune he wrote with Bob Wells called Welcome to the Club. It's another melancholy tune with a complex melody, a signature of Torme and Wells, and it features Torme's voice at its peak with that warm, beautiful, rounded tone. Here's Mel Torme with Welcome to the Club.
So you're all choked up and you're down in the mouth and you hardly can speak and you're fully convinced that what's happened to you is supremely unique. And you tell yourself that you shouldn't cry, 'cause you're gonna cry alone. Well, you're crying, but you're certainly not alone. Feeling 15 shades of blue, and if the sky just dropped on you, because that big romance fell through, welcome to the club. If you need the proper atmosphere to burn that torch, to shed that tear, go right on crying in your beer. Welcome to the club. Friends will say you're better off, and list each fault she has. Pull yourself together, kid, keep a stiff upper lip, and all that jazz. Misery, they say, love's company. So take my hand, depend on me, 'cause I'm in the very same boat, you see. As Shakespeare said, ah, there's the rub. Welcome to the club. As Shakespeare said, ah, there's the rub. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Mel Torme in 1961 singing his original tune, Welcome to the Club. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and is produced at WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Thanks to our production team, Tom Piechak, David Bren Johnson, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Richard Roland, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here